restoration is talked about a lot, and not in the context of the final restoration. But this restoration is to meet the social, the economic, and the emotional needs of people, to challenge corruption in leaders and systems, and honor the poor and the outcast. The gospel is not good news without spiritual redemption, nor is it good news void of emotional, economic, and social restoration. The good news of the kingdom is establishing a new order where all things, spiritual, emotional, economic, and social, are restored to their original sinless design. Yes, God will restore all things, and that will include the spiritual, emotional, economic, and social realms. But that's not, us doing that work is not part of the gospel. You can say that we are supposed to do works in accord with the gospel, with the transformed life that we now have, to show your salvation through your changed life. Who wants to come to a gospel that's powerless to change people? What are you saved from if there's no transformation? There's no salvation there. But to say that that is a part of the gospel, to say that that is an integral aspect that we do, is to add a work that humans are supposed to accomplish. What can we do in our own power? Nothing. All our righteousness is filthy rags before the Lord. The only things we can do are the works that Christ has set out. We need to know the difference between the gospel that saves man's souls, that transforms them, that takes a flaming persecutor of the church and transforms him into the greatest theologian in the church, that takes a blaspheming fisherman that denied Christ before man and makes him one of the pillars of the early church, one of the most humble men, that takes someone who didn't believe who their brother was and makes him the head of the Jerusalem church. There is life before, there is life after, and what happens in between is Jesus. He changes everything. You want to talk about complete transformation? You want to talk about restoration? That's how it happens. It happens by Christ. Only by Christ. Yes, there's a lot of good we can do in this earth. We need to care about the sick. What does James tell us? True religion is this, to care for widows and orphans in their distress. But all of our love is hatred. Do you understand this? All of our love is hatred if we are not giving people the gospel that can save their soul. No economic restoration. No social restoration, no racial reconciliation, no emotional restoration matters unless it's rooted in Christ. Those people cannot be emotionally restored. Do you understand me? Those people cannot be emotionally restored until they're reconciled to Christ. That gospel is the dividing wall. We cannot go out into the world and create a better society simply by our actions. If they had tried that in Rome under persecution, we wouldn't have a church right now.